To take this station with you wherever you go, download the Radio.com app today and listen to this station and over 300 other stations. With the Radio.com app, you can favorite your top stations for easy access and receive alerts with breaking news, contest opportunities, and more. To favorite a station, just click on the heart icon in the upper left-hand corner of your favorite station's logo. Go to your app store or radio.com/download and start listening today. Radio.com.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station, covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score.
Listen to Lawrence Holmes at his new time, weekdays noon to 2 on The Score.
Lawrence was live with Jason Hayward and Kyle Schwarber.
Kyle, what about you? What calms you?
You know, I would agree with the breathing. I think breathing is obviously the biggest thing that any person can do in a stressful situation, to be able to take that deep breath and just close your eyes and get back to the level. You know, besides having the anxiety and the anger or whatever it is rising up, you know, like if you get screwed by a call, you're in a 2-1 count, the next thing you know, you're in a 2-2 count and you're upset. You know, you got to be able to let it out. If you want to yell, take that deep breath, be able to get back in the box and not have that affect you is the key.
Lawrence Holmes, noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, a radio.com sports station. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago sports station.
What was it like taking part in the bicycle tradition?
It was pretty awesome until I broke the bike. The bike that I was using was not equipped for a 290-pound man, and the seat broke off. We have purchased a new bike for the boy, so I apologize for that.
FootballTalk.com, NBC Sports, Twitter.com/ProFootballTalk.
We get better and better. We get beat.
NFL Insider, Mike Florio.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. We love our chance to talk to Mike Florio. He joins us on the St. Charles Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram Hotline, home of the real deal. Good morning, Michael. How are you?
Morning, Mike.
Hey, guys. How are you today?
You know, I got to tell you, I was very amused when I saw that J.J. Watt video. I am lucky to have covered some practices up at Green Bay. It is a big tradition that the players come out of the locker room and the kids have their bicycles waiting for the players, and the players ride over to the practice field, and the kid runs behind them, and they get the bike back, and it's just a real thrill for the kids. J.J. Watt grew up in Wisconsin, was aware of the tradition, always wanted to do it, and he jumps on this kid's bike, and he breaks the seat. He's like 10 times the size of the bike.
The seat broke off.
Oh, God, it was so funny. But, you know, they bought the kid a new bike, so God bless them. A lot of fun to see J.J. Watt appreciate that the way he did.
And that's one of the great traditions of training camp. Now, what do you think about the Packers, the idea that they have that kind of interaction? It's kind of like a throwback, and it's great that they still do it. And you know, I'm surprised that they don't break more bikes, because it's not like the Packers don't have their fair share of 300-pound-plus guys.
Mike, what did you think of the Tom Brady contract extension? When it was reported, I think people looked at raised an eyebrow, but then you find out that could be something that triggers he could become a free agent at the end of the league year if that is the direction he wants to go. What was your interpretation?
Well, you know, usually when the initial reports emerge of a player's contract, the embellishment comes in the form of overstating the value of the deal. This time around, I think both the team and the agent wanted to create a sense of, hey, nothing to see here, no reason to speculate on Tom Brady becoming a free agent, no reason to think he won't be a Patriot. And then once we saw the truth, it became obvious that, if anything, it's more likely he will be a free agent next year than it was under his prior contract, because the Patriots can't use the franchise tag, and this new deal voids the final 2 years on the final day of the current league year, the middle of March of next season. So I think the practical reality here is we will know by mid-March whether or not Tom Brady is going to be playing for the Patriots in 2020. And, you know, he'll be available to sign with another team if that's what he wants to do, or he'll retire, or he'll stay with the Patriots. But it's all going to come to a head by the middle of March. It's not going to linger deep into the offseason. That's probably the way the Patriots want it, because if they're not going to keep Tom Brady, they got to come up with another plan, and they got to clear the decks and move on.
I got to tell you, it's going to be fascinating to watch, because did I read that right? No quarterback after the age of 42 has ever played 15 games in an NFL season. It's a big ask for Tom Brady to hold up over the course of a season at his age. And, you know, again, I don't know where the rest of us are at. I mean, Tom said we're all week to week, and there's no doubting that. But he plans to keep playing, which is bizarre.
Well, he's already defied all expectations with his ability to make his body pliable and avoid getting injured. And I've been told for a few years now by someone who really understands these issues, don't look at his arms, look at his legs. The moment he can't step right and slide and glide away from pressure is the moment he starts getting hit, the moment he starts getting hurt, and the moment he decides this game is too fast for me now, I need to move on. But his brain is so adept at spotting who's going to be open, getting rid of the football before he gets hit. You know, as long as he can do that, he can play as long as he wants. And think about that. Look, I don't really believe he's going to play for another team. But if you're an owner of a team that needs a quarterback but that otherwise has the pieces in place and wants to make a ton of money for one season, right? You pay Tom Brady a ton of money, but you make a ton of money. You sell all your tickets instantly. You sell all your suites out instantly. You sell jerseys by the tens of thousands. I mean, he moves merchandise unlike anybody else now, even though he's been around for 20 years. People are still buying his jersey as much or more than anyone else's. And I think it would be a fascinating, almost like Brett Favre in Minnesota 10 years ago, that kind of impact, maybe even greater. If there's confidence the guy can still play and he's willing to go play for another team, I don't think he will be. I think what's going to happen is the Kraft family is going to make him an offer he can't refuse to become an ambassador, a consultant, something that's going to entail him getting 1%, 1.5%, 2% of the team.
Wow.
And he's not going to, you know, it's going to be something like that where it ties him to that franchise forever, and he would never even have the temptation to play for anyone else.
Mike, let's stick with the Patriots for a second. Josh Gordon applied for reinstatement, according to Shireen Williams, I believe, reported that. What does his future hold, and could it be possibly back with the Patriots?
Well, I mean, here's the thing about the substance abuse policy. When a guy is suspended indefinitely like this, there's no deadline, there's no timetable that forces the commissioner's hand. And I think it used to be the commissioner would take his good old time, just to remind the NFL Players Association who has the power in this situation. But I've noticed in the last couple of years a willingness by the league to work with these guys, to try to get them back on the field, whether it's because the stigma regarding marijuana use and any non-PED drug use has diminished, or they just want to have great players available to play football, because the more great players you have, the better the games are, the more people watch, the higher the ratings are, and the more money they make. But I think that there has been that willingness to be a little more cooperative with these players. And I think the Patriots would welcome him back with open arms. He did great for them while he was on the team. And right now they have question marks at the receiving core with the retirement of Rob Gronkowski. And I'm sure Tom Brady would be at the front of the line banging the drum. I mean, he's been working with and trying to mentor and assist Josh Gordon. And I suspect that he would want him back immediately if and when he's reinstated.
When we talk about the NFL and the NFLPA meeting in Chicago, is it just that they just happened to sit down together? I mean, they were supposed to meet for 3 days. They met for a day. They were supposed to meet again. They postponed that. The only news is that they finally sat down together. Nothing's coming of this, right? This is going to be another one of these wait-for-the-deadline deals.
Well, the good news, or at least the not bad news, is this time around they are together again on day two. We just posted that at PFT right before I joined you guys. So nothing happened on Monday to cause anybody to storm out or to cause either side to conclude it would make more sense to retreat to their corners and get back again together at some point down the road. So, look, ultimately this is going to come down to two big issues. How do they carve up the pie of revenue? How much of a percentage does the league get, how much of a percentage do the players get, and then this issue of stadium credits, how much money comes off the top to help the teams in the league pay for stadium construction and renovation. Because what they want to do is, you know, take money that otherwise would be shared, take that and divert it towards stadium construction and renovation. And the players' attitude is, hey, why should we pay for the places where we work? I mean, do factory workers pay for the factory where they work? No, that's what ownership does. But ownership in the NFL seems to be hell-bent on getting a concession like that. So those are the two big issues to work through. And once they get through those, I think everybody else, every other issue falls into line pretty quickly.
Mike, one of the most hyped teams of preseason is the Cleveland Browns. And you look at Baker Mayfield shotgunning beers, and you hear Freddie Kitchens criticizing, firing back at Bob Wiley. And you start to wonder with Odell Beckham Jr. in camp, and you think there's a lot of reasons, there's a lot of potential for distraction there. I wonder about the Browns meeting the expectations that are pretty high for them this season. What do you think?
I agree with you, because we don't know what's going to happen if and when adversity arrives. And we know there will be adversity. I can't say if. When there is adversity, they're not going to win every game by 10 or more points. They will have some tough battles. They could lose their regular season opener against the Titans, who have shown under Mike Vrabel they can get it together and beat anyone. And I could see Vrabel getting those guys whipped up into a frenzy to go into Cleveland and disrupt this presumption that the Browns are just going to show up and beat a playoff team. And the Freddie Kitchens rant yesterday that there's not going to be any more unnamed sources, there's not going to be any leaks of inside information, and anybody on the coaching staff who does it is going to be fired. To me, that just seemed a little over the top, a little heavy-handed. And I just wonder, because he's been thrust into this job so prematurely, I mean, a year ago he was a running backs coach, nobody would have said, hey, that's a guy to watch to be a head coach. I just wonder, is he really ready to deal with the issues, deal with the adversity? Can he hold the team together when they do look at the standings and see themselves at 2-4, which in any other year, hey, that's not bad. We're only 2-4. This year, 2-4 is going to be cause for panic in Cleveland. Can Kitchen shepherd them through those moments? And the jury's out on whether he's going to be able to do it or not. I mean, I hope he does. It's a great story. But if I was a Browns fan, I'd be concerned that our new head coach really isn't ready for the job that he has.
You know, I got to tell you, I really thought that was amateur hour when I saw that yesterday. It just didn't work for me at all.
Well, you're clueless. If you think that you can keep leaks from happening, what if it's your defensive coordinator, Steve Wilkes? What if you find out he's leaked something? You're going to fire him on the spot? You're right. It just was over the top, and it was kind of like this fake tough guy rant that you see from time to time, and it just makes you wonder whether or not the guy gets it.
And you know, I feel bad for the people of Cleveland, because it's been like 30 years since they win a division, right? I mean, it's crazy the length of time they've waited. But at the same time, they are a little bit up over their skis, you know? And you got to wonder whether he's the guy to really run that organization. And it just seems like there's some inherent issues there that could bite them.
What's so good about Cleveland?
I think they decided, you know what, he did so well with the offense last year. Baker Mayfield likes him. Mm. Let's give him a shot. And if it doesn't work, Mayfield is the kind of quarterback that is going to allow them to hire any coach they want. And I'm surprised they didn't aim higher this time. But I think if it doesn't work with Kitchens, the reaction is going to be, let's go out and find an A-list guy. And I think the A-list guys will line up for the chance to coach Baker Mayfield.
Speaking of former Oklahoma quarterbacks, Kyler Murray certainly has made a strong first impression out in Arizona. High praise from teammates, high praise from coaching staff. Are you buying Kyler Murray? Do you think he's going to make an immediate impact, or is he going to have the typical rookie struggles?
Well, you know, the thing about the preseason, it doesn't tell us much about what a team's going to be, because there's no real game planning. You don't get into the flow of the game. You don't see how players deal with struggles and adversity, and how do you come back from a turnover or whatnot. But I think what we'll see from Kyler Murray is whether or not he moves with that same speed and agility in relation to the opposing players as he did at college. And, you know, you never really know. I remember when Chris Johnson was a rookie in 2008 preseason game between the Titans and I think it was the Rams. He got a handoff, and it was like he was shot out of a cannon. There were two or three guys that thought they had an angle on him. They didn't have an angle on him. It's like, well, there's no hide for Chris Johnson. And I think if we see Kyler Murray move like he did at Oklahoma and guys just can't get anywhere near him, then you start to think this guy may be the real deal. You see him throw the ball a few times, see what kind of arm strength he has. Maybe he's the real deal. But ultimately for Kyler Murray, It's going to come down to, can he avoid contact? And when he gets hit, can he get up and keep going? Because he's going to get bounced around like he never has been bounced around before. And he is not a big guy. That would be my big concern if I'm a Cardinals fan. Kyler Murray's durability, or more importantly, ability to avoid having to test out that durability.
Mike, thanks a ton. Great catching up to you. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Mike.
All right, see you guys.
That is Mike Florio. Always a joy to talk to Mr. Pro.
Especially this time of year.
Yeah.
There's so much curiosity about every NFL camp and every NFL team.
Cleveland's cool. I never heard anybody say, I'm going to Cleveland on vacation.
And I don't mean to pick on Cleveland, but I just am not a big believer in the Browns.
You are picking on Cleveland.
I just don't know that that head coach, as we found out yesterday, is equipped to handle everything that comes with being an NFL head coach with a team with expectations.
That was total amateur hour. I mean, you know, he's getting his panties in a bunch because he got criticized, and now he's threatening everyone else on the staff. You know, you act like this guy did. The guy is not on the staff. He's allowed to say what he wants to say, and the reaction was so over the
top. And you expect NFL coaches to remind you and us in the media, to remind the fans of what's important and what isn't important when it comes to winning. That has nothing to do with the Cleveland Browns' ability to beat anybody this year, what a former assistant coach says about the Cleveland Browns. That's so petty.
It's so nonsense.
And it makes you wonder. It does quite make you question, how will they handle when real adversity strikes?
But it's going to be a really fun one to watch, because if it doesn't work out, that's going to blow up horribly
with
in your
Baker
face.
Mayfield and Odell Beckham Jr.?
I know. The minute one guy doesn't connect with the other guy in a key situation, and the blame game begins and all the rest of it, and who knows? You know, they could be a good football team. There's a reason people like them.
And but, Freddie Kitchens could be one and done.
Yeah, that's not inconceivable.
Know.
All right, we're going to head down to Bourbonnais, or do you call it Bourbonus? And we have Dan and Connor out there at practice, and we'll get a chance to bring them in and do a little transition with our friends Dan Burns.
They're on the move. Yesterday they were out at the golf outing. Today in Bourbonnais.
Now they're in Bourbonnais. Did they even come home? Did they go from one to the other?
I don't know.
Yeah,
that's a good question.
We'll have to find out how things ended for them.
We're not really going to get much into that.
Or maybe we won't get into that at all. But I'm very curious to know if Dan went fishing. I asked Dustin, did Dan catch any fish? And he was like, I don't talk to Dan about that. And I was like, okay, what are you guys talking about that you won't tell me? We'll find out next. Mully and Haw on the Score.
You're listening to Chicago's number one sports station. 670 The Score is Chicago Sports. Chicago Sports is The Score. Your Western.
Knock some projects off your to-do list without having to do them yourself. Every day, over 8,000 homeowners turn to the Home Depot's home services to help install doors, water treatment systems, cabinet makeovers, nearly any home improvement project. Visit homedepot.com/services and go from to-do to done with licensed local pros backed by the Home Depot. More safe, more doing. For license information, see homedepot.com/license numbers.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly with thehomeloanexpert.com. You know, a lot of lenders claim to have an online loan application, but you come to find out it's the same old process. At thehomeloanexpert.com, with our new 5-minute loan application, you can sign, review, and upload all of your loan documentation right online. No rocket ships or any other gimmicks. Just a new mortgage experience like no one else can offer, only available at thehomeloanexpert.com. The Home Loan Expert LLC, NMLS number 1326241.
The Starlight Lounge presents An Evening with the Progressive Box.
I take a bit of a risk singing that song, but of course the one place I never take chances is the road, where Progressive Snapshot rewards your safe driving. A good driver plus Snapshot equals big discounts. And speaking of math, 1 + 1 = 2, little too late.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in California, North Carolina, or from all agents.
Welcome to the Taz Show with multi-time pro wrestling champion, celebrated color commentator, award-winning podcaster, and morning show host on CBS Sports Radio.
This is Taz, and we like it all in the world of sports entertainment, wrestling, and beyond, with special guests and more. Listen anytime on demand at radio.com. This show will always rock you to the core with strong opinions from yours truly. It's body slamming excitement, I promise you. Download and subscribe to the Taz Show on the new radio.com app.
Saturdays at 8 a.m., don't miss Sports Medicine Weekly. Fitness, nutrition, and injury prevention and treatment